Welcome, Discovery Rangers. Today we will be exploring axolotl versus salamander. What's the difference? A learning podcast for kids.
Welcome to our deep dive today. We're going to be exploring axolotls and what makes them so unique, especially when compared to other salamanders.
And I think what we're going to find is it's not just about, you know, like listing cool facts about axolotls, but we're going to really try to understand the why behind their uniqueness, how their environment adaptations, their anatomy even, all contribute to this incredible power of regeneration that they have.
Okay, so starting with just the basics.
Sure.
We know that both axolotls and salamanders are amphibians.
Yeah.
But there's a little more to it than that, right?
Exactly. It's kind of like that squares and rectangles thing, you know?
Yeah.
All axolotls are salamanders, but not all salamanders are axolotls. Axolotls have this really distinctive look, those feathery gills extending from their heads.
Right.
Kind of give them this otherworldly appearance, and it's a big contrast to most salamanders, which breathe with lungs and don't have those prominent gills.
So they're rocking like a permanent feather boa?
Yeah, exactly.
And they never lose it.
Never lose it.
And that ties into this whole idea of neoteny.
Mm-hmm.
Which I've heard about, but honestly never fully understood.
Neoteny is basically the scientific term for staying young forever.
Okay.
Axolotls keep those awesome gills their entire lives.
Yeah.
And never fully transition to living on land like most other salamanders. And that's a really crucial piece of the axolotl puzzle because it's directly linked to their unique genetic makeup.
Oh, wow.
Which happens to be one of the most complex in the entire animal kingdom.
Yeah.
So that complexity plays a huge role in their ability to regenerate.
So if I'm understanding this right, their forever young status is connected to their ability to regenerate. And does that mean that they're better at it than other salamanders?
Well, absolutely. While many salamanders can regenerate to some extent, axolotls take it to a whole new level.
Okay.
And we're talking about them regrowing not just limbs, but also their spinal cord, heart, and even parts of their brain.
Hold on. They can regenerate parts of their brain.
It's really remarkable.
Okay. Now, I really need to understand how this all works.
Yeah.
But before we dive into the science of that, can we talk about where they actually live?
Okay. Picture yourself in the ancient lake systems of Mexico, specifically Lake Azumilco and Lake Chalco.
Okay.
The water is cool, dimly lit, and full of life.
Right.
That's where axolotls thrive, living entirely underwater. They're perfectly adapted to this environment and never feel the need to venture onto land like some of their salamander cousins.
That's interesting. So they're completely tied to the water. What does that mean for, you know, if people want to keep them as pets?
So their care requirements are quite specific.
Okay.
You would need a spacious tank, at least 15 to 20 gallons, with cool, clean water that's kept at a very particular temperature and pH level.
Oh, wow.
It's all about recreating their natural habitat in miniature.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
So let's go back to this adaptation thing for a second.
Okay.
We know that axolotls are built for the water,
mm.
but can you kind of break down exactly how their bodies reflect that?
Well, their neoteny is a major adaptation in itself. Those external gills, for example, are perfectly designed for life underwater.
Yeah.
Their feathery structure provides a huge surface area, which allows them to take in as much oxygen from the water as possible.
Oh, wow.
And of course, their incredible regenerative abilities come in handy in a world where injuries are more likely to happen in that aquatic environment.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like they've evolved this set of tools specifically for surviving underwater, and it includes this like superpower regeneration.
Exactly. And when we talk about regeneration, we need to talk about the blastema.
Oh,
it's this incredible cluster of cells that forms whenever an axolotl gets injured, and it's basically the key to their whole regenerative process.
Okay, I'm all ears. Explain this blastema thing like I'm five, because it sounds pretty important.
Imagine the axolotl loses a limb at that spot where the limb was. This mass of cells, the blastema, starts to form.
Oh.
What's amazing is that these cells can essentially rewind back to a state where they can become any type of cell needed to rebuild the missing part. They're like cellular chameleons.
So they can turn into bone cells, muscle cells.
Whatever's needed.
Whatever's needed.
Yeah.
That's wild. And this is what scientists are studying, right?
Absolutely. Scientists are super excited about this process because if we can understand how axolotls do it, we might be able to figure out how to replicate it in humans.
Oh, wow.
Imagine being able to heal injuries faster or even regenerate damaged organs.
Right.
The potential is huge.
That's some serious sci-fi stuff.
It is.
I'm definitely starting to see why everyone is so interested in these axolotls.
Yeah.
Before we wrap up, this part of our deep dive, can we just take a closer look at their anatomy?
Yeah.
What are some of the things that make them stand out besides those, you know, amazing gills?
Well, those gills are definitely hard to miss.
Right.
But they also have this long, slender tail and lizard-like limbs that are perfect for moving around on lake bottoms.
They kind of look like a mix between a tadpole and a lizard.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
And don't forget, while they do develop lungs, they primarily rely on those gills for breathing.
Right.
It all comes back to their adaptation to living their whole lives in water.
So those gills aren't just a fashion statement.
Right.
They're crucial for their survival. And it's amazing how everything about them seems perfectly designed for this underwater world.
Yeah, it really is remarkable how every feature of the axolotl ties back to their aquatic life. And speaking of those amazing gills, let's dive a little deeper into what makes them so special.
Yeah, let's talk about those gills. They're clearly more than just a pretty face, right?
Right. You can think of those feathery gills as like high-tech filters.
Okay.
Constantly extracting oxygen from the water.
Yeah.
Their structure is all about maximizing surface area for really efficient breathing underwater.
So they're breathing underwater in a way that's similar to like fish.
Exactly. And that's another major difference between axolotls and most other salamanders.
Right.
Remember how we talked about most salamanders losing their gills during metamorphosis and developing lungs to live on land? Well, our forever young axolotl friends get to keep those amazing gills for their whole lives, which makes them perfectly suited for their underwater world.
That makes sense. You know, I've heard some people say that, like, if an axolotl's gills look really fluffy, it means that the oxygen levels in their tank are too low.
Yeah.
Is there any truth to that?
That's actually a common misconception.
Okay.
The fluffiness is just their normal healthy state. Those gills are naturally feathery, and it's part of what makes them so efficient at absorbing oxygen.
So no need to panic if your pet axolotl's gills are looking extra feathery.
Right.
It's just them being their awesome selves.
Precisely. Now, let's shift gears a bit and talk about the science behind axolotl regeneration in a little more detail.
Yeah.
We touched on it earlier.
Yes, please.
But I think it's worth exploring some of the specific.
We talked about those blastemas.
Mm-hmm.
But I still need a little bit more explanation on, like, how do they actually orchestrate the regrowth of a whole limb or even parts of the brain?
Well, picture this. An axolotl loses a limb, and at that injury site, the cells start to revert to a more primitive state, almost like stem cells.
Okay.
These cells, which form the blastema, have the potential to become any type of cell needed to rebuild the missing part.
Yeah.
It's as if they have a blueprint for each part, and those cells just follow the instructions to rebuild it perfectly.
So it's like their body has a built-in repair system that can regenerate almost anything.
That's a great way to put it. It's a highly coordinated process.
Okay.
Driven by a complex network of genes and signaling pathways. And while scientists are still working to understand all the details,
we
know that the axolotl's unique genome plays a huge role.
What about their immune system? Does that play a part in their ability to regenerate?
Absolutely. In mammals like us, inflammation after an injury can actually hinder regeneration.
Oh, wow.
But in axolotls, their immune response is carefully modulated to promote tissue repair.
Okay.
It's almost as if their immune cells are working alongside those blastemas to help the regrowth process along.
Wow. So their whole body is working in sync to regenerate.
Yeah.
It's like this perfectly orchestrated symphony of healing.
That's a beautiful way to describe it, and it's why scientists are so excited about the potential implications for human medicine.
Right.
If we can figure out how axolotls control their immune systems to promote regeneration, we might be able to develop new therapies for things like wound healing, tissue repair, and maybe even organ transplantation.
That's incredible. It's like they're holding the key to a whole new era of medicine.
Yeah.
We've talked a lot about the benefits of their neoteny, but are there any downsides to staying in this larval form their entire lives?
That's a great question. While neoteny gives them these incredible regenerative abilities, it also means they're entirely dependent on water.
Okay.
Unlike other adult salamanders that can live on land, axolotls are bound to those aquatic environments.
So it's a trade-off. They gain these incredible powers, but are restricted to living in water. Which is a fascinating example of how evolution shapes organisms to thrive in their specific niches.
Exactly. Now, another interesting difference between axolotls and other salamanders is how they reproduce.
Oh, right. Tell us about their reproductive strategies.
Okay.
How do they bring more of these amazing creatures into the world?
Axolotls reproduce sexually, and females can lay hundreds of eggs at a time.
Wow.
The male then fertilizes these eggs externally.
Wow, hundreds of eggs. What happens to all of them? Do they all hatch?
The eggs are usually attached to plants or rocks in the water, and after some time,
Okay.
they hatch into these tiny larvae that look like mini versions of the adults,
Oh, wow.
complete with those external gills.
So cute.
From the moment they hatch, they're independent and start searching for small invertebrates to eat.
So they're basically born ready to regenerate. Does that mean that they're less vulnerable during those early stages?
Absolutely. That ability to regenerate gives them a big advantage when they're young and more susceptible to predators or injuries.
We've painted a pretty amazing picture of these creatures, but I have to ask, are there any threats to their survival in the wild?
Sadly, axolotls are critically endangered in their natural habitat.
Oh, no.
Things like pollution, habitat loss, and the introduction of invasive species have all taken a toll on their populations.
That's heartbreaking. So even with their incredible regenerative powers, they're still facing some serious challenges.
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
Thankfully, conservation efforts are underway to protect them, but there's still a lot of work to be done to ensure their survival.
It's a good reminder that even the most extraordinary creatures are vulnerable to human impacts on the environment.
It really is, and it underscores the importance of understanding and appreciating these creatures,
Right.
not just for their potential contributions to science, but for their inherent value as part of the Earth's biodiversity.
Before we move on, I want to circle back to something you mentioned earlier, the axolotl genome. You said it was one of the most complex in the animal kingdom. What makes it so special?
Well, for one, it's massive. It's about 10 times larger than the human genome,
Wow.
with a mind-boggling 32 billion base pairs.
32 billion. That's a lot of genetic information to unpack. What are scientists learning from it?
They're finding a treasure trove of information about axolotl development,
Okay.
their unique neoteny, and of course, their incredible regeneration abilities.
Right.
It's like having a detailed instruction manual for building an axolotl.
And potentially an instruction manual for unlocking some of those same abilities in humans.
Exactly. The axolotl genome is like a Rosetta Stone for understanding regeneration, and scientists are just beginning to decipher its secrets.
It's exciting to think about the possibilities, and I think that's a perfect transition into our final segment,
Okay.
where we can explore the future of axolotl research and the incredible potential it holds for both axolotls and humans. We've covered so much ground in our exploration of axolotls,
Yeah.
from their unique adaptations to their mind-blowing regenerative powers.
Mm
I'm really curious to hear what you think the future holds for these incredible creatures and what we humans can ultimately learn from them.
It's a really exciting time for axolotl research because we're really just scratching the surface of
Yeah.
what they can teach us.
Okay.
We've talked about their potential to revolutionize human medicine,
Yeah.
and that's a huge area of focus right now.
Okay.
Imagine a world where we could regrow damaged tissues, repair spinal cords, or even regenerate entire organs.
Right.
That's the kind of future that axolotls are helping us envision.
So it's like they're leading the way to a medical revolution, and scientists are following their lead.
Exactly. And the axolotl genome,
Right.
with its incredible complexity,
Yeah.
is providing us with a wealth of clues.
Okay.
By studying the genes and molecular pathways that drive their regeneration,
Right.
we're gaining valuable insights that could lead to groundbreaking therapies for humans.
But it's not just about human medicine, right?
Right.
Studying axolotls can also teach us about evolution and adaptation on a broader scale.
Absolutely. They're a living testament to the incredible diversity and resilience of life on Earth.
Yeah.
Their neoteny, their regenerative abilities, their adaptation to a fully aquatic life.
Right.
It all speaks to the incredible power of evolution to shape organisms for success in their environments.
It's a great reminder that we humans still have so much to learn from the natural world.
We do.
And sadly, as we've discussed, axolotls are facing some very real threats in their native habitat.
Yeah.
Do you think there's anything our listeners can do to help ensure the survival of these amazing creatures?
Definitely. Supporting conservation organizations that are working to protect axolotls and their habitat is a fantastic first step.
Okay.
Spreading awareness about the challenges they face and advocating for responsible environmental policies can also make a big difference.
Right.
Even something as simple as learning more about them,
Right.
like
Yeah.
you're doing right now, helps.
Knowledge is power, after all.
It is.
The more we understand about axolotls, the better equipped we are to appreciate them and work towards their conservation. And who knows, maybe someday, thanks to what we learn from these incredible creatures, we'll be able to unlock similar regenerative powers within ourselves.
Wouldn't that be
It's
amazing?
a truly mind-blowing concept. a future of regenerative medicine.
Yeah.
Inspired by a creature that seems like it's straight out of science fiction.
Yeah, they're pretty incredible.
Axolotls are a testament to the wonders of nature and the endless potential for discovery.
Well said. As we wrap up this deep dive, I want to leave our listeners with a final thought.
Okay.
What other secrets are hidden within the animal kingdom just waiting to be uncovered?
Mm.
What other wonders of nature are out there ready to inspire us and push the boundaries of what we think is possible?
That's a great question to ponder.
Yeah.
And maybe, just maybe, the answers will lead to breakthroughs that benefit both humanity and the natural world.
That would be great.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the fascinating world of axolotls.
It was my pleasure.
We hope you've learned something new and are inspired to keep exploring the wonders of science and nature.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep learning, keep questioning, and keep diving deep.
Thanks for listening, Discovery Rangers. If you enjoyed this, please ask Mum or Dad to play another episode for you.